Everybody, this is episode 93. No venti today.
If you want to get fancy, you hit it with a little S on the back of that tres.
A little 93.
Ooh, see?
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Let's give a quick shout out to our sponsors. You already know Berman and Darby. My brother, Charlie Schultz. You can reach him at 410-769-5400. That's 410-769-5400. Hurt, injured at work, personal injury, he'll take care of you. You already know how we operate. Don't forget Starbox USA. Discount code all caps Silverback Podcast. All caps Silverback Podcast gets 20% off. Don't forget the website www.silverbackchronicles.com. Get the latest merch. It's a boutique. So we got polos now, new t-shirts, and all the fly gear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you everybody that has been buying.
Right, we appreciate really you always.
We'll continue to, like, I don't know, switch it up, drop something new.
Yeah, you know,
we got new hats coming out.
Right, that'll be out.
Cause the people keep asking, so you gotta.
We're gonna give you what you need, baby.
That's it.
That's about it. Shout out to the world. We love you. We appreciate you. You know, this podcast is everything.
Shout out to everybody working, but like everybody working in their departments right now, whether it's fire, EMS, or police.
What?
Shit is crazy right now.
Hell yeah!
And y'all still show up.
We still show up.
Shout out to y'all.
Right. Keep everybody safe. Watch your partner six. And get home safe. We appreciate all our first line responders in the blue and the red, all over the federal.
And the military now, too.
Right. It's a lot going on. Shout out to Haiti, man. Haiti's going through a lot right now.
Yeah, my heart goes out to them.
Word. But, no further ado, we about to get into this thing. We got a special guest tonight. It's our brother. Another fellow detective, another fellow Silverback, got over 16 years of law enforcement at the very same agency we're at. We look up to this brother. You know, he look out for us. Always a bright spot, always a great person to talk to. He doesn't hold his tongue. He tells you what it is. He tells you how to better yourself. He gives you the layout of the land within his department if you want to be a great officer and do whatever you want to do. Sky's the limit with his potential, and he's one of those that you just don't get in this law enforcement game that we play. And I love the camaraderie we have. I love that I met him. You know, he took a part in grooming me and grooming Dre. What else, Dre?
I just wanted to add to, you know, he gives you a different, for me, he always gave me a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say the laid out of the land, he helps you see things from a different angle.
Yeah,
that's what I've always gotten from talking to you, for real.
And he's not, you know, he's not gonna blow no smoke up your ass. He's gonna tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna keep it a buck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Cause he only wants the best for officers.
Mm-hmm.
And he expects that, and he's gonna treat you as such. He's not gonna belittle you. He's not gonna treat you like shit. He's gonna let you know what it is, how to better yourself, and to keep it moving. And that's what we need. That's the leadership that we need. And we count on that, and everybody else counts on that. But with no further ado, my brother from another, Detective Queen, Big B.
Appreciate it.
What's good, bro?
Finest over here.
Shit, chilling, man. West Side certified.
Work
the West Side. You know what it is. You know what it is.
Word.
Real policing.
So, bro, tell the world, where you from, born and raised?
Born and raised, Emerson Avenue.
Emerson.
Yeah, Western District.
Mm.
Yep, Emerson.
Oh, that side of Emerson, towards the western.
Yeah,
not the other way.
Nah, I don't know nothing about that.
That's not Emerson Village.
I don't know about Emerson Village.
I'm sorry, not Emerson Village. Emerson Avenue.
Yeah. I stop at the bridge, Paco Pico.
What is that?
That's a corner crayon. If you're from West Baltimore, you know what Paco Pico is. You know what the laundromat is. You know
where
the
fine
park. Yeah.
I never looked at
that's
the sign.
That's a landmark right there.
Yeah, I never looked at the sign though. Yeah, that's just state park.
If you're from West Baltimore, you ate a Paco Pico at least once in your life. At least once.
So, bro, what was life like growing up, man, on the West Side for you? What's the Baltimore you remember growing up?
Unfortunately, the Baltimore I remember is similar to the Baltimore we have now.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of killing.
And it begins.
A lot of drug dealing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, that's what you know. Our education system is still the same. I remember I went to a school, short story, I went to a school looking for an individual wanted for a robbery. And when we went to the school, they still had the same books that we had when I was there.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, we need to reinvest back in our youth.
Wow.
You know, and what's crazy is I went to Roland Park. If you're from Baltimore, you know, Roland Park is a, you know, predominantly pretty good middle school.
It really is.
So I went there, you know, even though I was a knucklehead, you know, but.
You're smart, bro.
It's the glasses.
Now, even Roland Park to this day is still official, though. It's nice.
It is.
Even Eddie's Deli's official.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mar.
Yeah. Yeah. All the Charles Street is official.
All the Charles Street, right.
Yeah. That area.
What? Yeah. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
So what was life like growing up, bro?
So, you know, there's a couple people I know that, you know, unfortunately, they're not with us no more. Mm-hmm. A couple people, they still here, but they ain't here.
You know? Right.
They got touched by us, not the right way. But it was tough. It was tough. It was actually, you know, you grow up, you see a lot of different things. You see people, you know, choose different paths in life. The unfortunate thing is as I got older and I'm growing, you see people who are, they decide to sell drugs. You know, they decide to go out there and make a life a different way. And it's unfortunate. It's like, you know, you cut ties with people who you grew up with. It's because they choose a different life.
Right.
And y'all both know this career, you can't hang around certain people.
Nope,
because before you get hired, they look at that. And, you know, a lot of those people, you know, we were friends growing up, but, you know, we associates. Not even that. I speak to you if I see you. But other than that,
that's about it.
Yeah, I can't rock with you. I can't. You know what I mean? My lifestyle and my family's more important at this 100%. Point.
Absolutely.
You know, but it was tough. Like, I watched people get killed. I remember, you know, I ride now. You know, on them two wheels.
Yeah, I know. You got a nice Harley, son.
Oh, baby. Boy, Harley's the best way. You hear me? Harley's the best way. I don't care what nobody else tell you, man. Harley's the best way. Get you a Harley.
But what you got?
I got Road Glide Special.
You got a Road Glide Special? Okay, yeah. That's how you feel?
Yeah, yeah. I went from a Street Glide to a Road Glide, man.
Wow,
yeah.
Why?
Grow up.
Oh shit!
I grew up.
Okay,
you know what I mean. Shout out to the Street Glides, though. I'm not going. I don't knock nobody that got a Street Glide because I had that. But you know, at a certain point, you grew up. You get that Road Glide. Get that fern that don't move. You know what it is. And then
I'm not to the Harleys yet, son. I'm living that booster lifestyle, son.
Okay. Well, I mean, hey, if you going to do the street ride, you got to do a booster. You know.
Don't Busa. Kill little ZX14. But
nah, hey, you ain't doing nothing. That Busa, you doing something.
No, Busa's the godfather of the road. That's,
you right. Well, it's the godfather of that street bike. Yeah. But the godfather of the road is that Harley. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, actually, I see that.
Not even the godfather, it's the dad. So
I ain't mad at that.
You look up to us. Why we looking down at y'all?
Damn. Well, it depends on how you look at it. You know?
I mean, you going to get us.
Two different categories.
But yeah. No, but they're going to get us in speed. But long distance, while we pass them, while they at the gas station. So it's kind of give and take.
Yeah, they have a couch on two wheels.
I mean, but I get
that's a Honda, boy. That's a Honda.
Yeah, I'm saying, you got radios.
Nah, that's a Honda. That's a Honda. Yeah. Couch, that's a Honda.
No, I'm just saying, like, those big ass bikes. Like.
That's a Honda. You talk about, Harley, man. Listen, man. Listen. You got to come out.
With the radio, with the cell phone. Listen,
come out one day. Come out one day. Whenever we ride, you know, we still riding. Bike week is I think September 4.
Are you going?
Of course. September in Ocean City. Mm. Come out and see some Harleys and you'll see. Ain't no couches. We good. It's love, bro. It's love.
Nah, it's dope though.
Yeah, it is.
We'll just get there before y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry. Maybe. You got stop more.
You know what I mean?
But anybody that know me, that know I ride, you know, they know, man, listen, I don't care what you got, boy. It's all about the riding.
I'll be on the back of that in the Can-Am three-wheel.
There you go.
Oh,
it's all good.
That ain't no bike, right?
Got a little go-kart and shit.
Hey, you trying to
cute go-kart, right?
Bro, go ahead.
Go somewhere with that shit.
I don't know. You got a helmet on.
Right. Bumpy your little music and shit. It's all good.
But yeah, no, so growing up, I mean, you know, I seen a couple people, unfortunately, you know, get taken away by the streets. that shouldn't have been. But I mean, it was tough. My story ain't no different than anybody else's. I mean, but I made decisions in my life to better myself. Right. You know, I always wanted to be the police. I always wanted to work for this department.
Oh, you always did?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
No. At what age did you know you always wanted to do police work?
Probably 8 or 9.
Really?
Yeah. Well, 8 or 9.
What was it behind it?
Just seeing them ride down. Nah, just seeing them ride down. And then, so one of my family members became a police, and I looked up to him. And I still look up to him, even though, you know, like, we do the same thing, but I still look up to him. And, you know, once he joined, he was telling me about it, and I talked to him. I was like, man, I always wanted to do that. And then, you know, I made it happen.
He's still around?
Yeah, he's in WATF.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's in WATF.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what's up.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yep. Look up to him. You know, that's one of my idols for this, the police department, because, you know, like, he was out there. You know, he did the drug thing, worked Southwest. Southwest ain't no joke. If you know the city, Southwest, that's ain't no joke. Yeah, that ain't no joke. And he worked there, and I give him credit where credit is due. You know, gotta give him his flowers. You know, he was out there. He did his thing, and then he did his thing clean. Because, you know, a lot of times,
big difference.
Yeah,
it makes it harder.
Yes,
it's a hard game.
Absolutely, 100% agree. You know, a lot of times people don't see that. They think like, oh, you know, we all out to make shortcuts. Nah, that ain't the case. But yo, yeah, shout out to him. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, we gotta have him on, bro.
Yeah,
wealth of experience and knowledge.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The world needs to hear that as well.
Then of course, you know, he gonna balk a little bit because he was a Marine. So, you know,
it's all good.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely.
So, but yeah, but other than that, you know, once after I made that decision, went through it, had a little ups and downs, you know, the county was like, ah, we ain't gonna take you, but then they called me back. But then I actually, what's crazy is how, when y'all shout out earlier, firefighters, I was like, I should feel proud because I was a firefighter too. I volunteered with Providence Volunteer Fire Company, went through the Fire Academy, did all that. It actually kind of opened my eyes because it's nothing like running in a burning building, man.
Like, I give it to you because I ain't going to do it.
Yo, a lot of people say that, but, you know, honestly, it's like, it's different, man. It put some hair on your chest. I tell you that.
Like, I think it put more on there.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that's fighting fires, yeah, man. Absolutely. The city, they get it in. I can tell you right now, city get it in. They don't care what nobody, I don't care what nobody say. The city, man, firefighters, they get it in.
They do.
They see a lot of fire.
Yep.
Them in PG County. They see a lot of fire, especially Kentland. I don't know if they still get it like that, but Kentland, man, whew. You know, you learn a lot when you become a firefighter. And you learn a lot of different things, but, you know, they don't have no protection. They don't have no vests. They ain't got no gun.
No.
They just out there getting it, and then they coming in when nobody else will.
Right. So. Yeah, we had two firefighters on the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. One of them, remember when he said that, like, in a fire, like, he's just feeling out. You can't really see
you.
Shit.
You can't. So, literally.
That blew my mind. I didn't know that.
In my training, when we went through the fire academy, they teach you, you see how fast a room go up in flame. So, literally, like, how we sitting here in the studio, say something was to go up, you don't realize how fast it engulfed this room. And, like, you know your house, right? Y'all know your house. Y'all know how y'all move around your house. Mm-hmm. You go in your house, you get disoriented. That's how a lot of people get stuck. That's why we used to find a lot of people behind closed doors, behind, you know, they hide in the bathroom or they hide in the closets. Kids usually tend to hide in their closet or right. toy box and stuff like that. But that's, you know, you like, honestly, you got to sit down with a plan with your family and go through how to escape.
An evacuation plan.
Correct. If your house was to catch on fire. Like, right. That's important. I think that's important. Like, you know.
And it's dope too. Like with the new homes, if you ever get your home, you know, built, it's automatically that, you know, the fire, they what they implement in there,
fire for sprinklers.
Yeah, the sprinkler system in the house.
Yeah,
so it's official.
Yeah.
Damn, how long you did that for, bro?
I did that till I became the police.
What?
Yeah. Providence, Rhode Island.
Nah, Providence, right up in Towson, right off of Providence Road.
Oh.
You got an engine, truck, floodlight, specialty for, so Baltimore County, the way, real quick story for Baltimore County, the way they do their volunteers, each volunteer company has a specialty. So like Providence was building collapse. Lutherville was They had a truck. They had a squad. Bowley's Quarters. I think they do some shit like rapid water rescue shit like that. So each volunteer has a specialty.
That's smart.
Stuff like that. I don't know what White Marshes is, but they got like two trucks. They got a big ass station. You know, taxpayers. You know, people like them. You know, but Providence, yeah, man. I met some good dudes, good firefighters, firefighters from the city, firefighters even from the county. Shout out to the Baltimore County firefighters. The dudes get it into some of them. You know, everybody. And then I did some time over road over in Woodlawn. Met a couple people over in Woodlawn. Woodlawn was cool, man. They're busy too. Woodlawn is busy, man. Mm. But you know, so yeah.
So the police thing came, right? Mm. And what was your why for policing?
Honestly, man, I just was attracted to it. I loved it. I loved everything about it. I loved the idea of helping somebody. Right. You know, getting through. You know, you honestly can see when you get involved in policing, you can honestly see the difference you can make with someone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You can make a difference in somebody's life, good or bad. Mm-hmm. You know, if you do a poor investigation, you could jeopardize somebody's future. But if you do a good investigation, you saving a family grief that they don't have to experience no more because they got justice for their loved one. Mm. They got justice for the person who wronged them. Mm. Because sometimes everybody not built like that to go and out take street justice.
Right.
But then the police is doing their job and now they feel like their contribution to society was met because I told on this person. Well, I don't want to say told. They talked to the police and they spoke to the police about a situation that occurred and they feel like the police actually killed because they actually got the person who was involved.
Gotcha.
And then it feel like, yo, the police did their job, because that's ultimately what we were supposed to do. When somebody do you wrong or break the law and harm you, it's our job to go out and get that person and bring them to justice.
Absolutely.
That's what we're supposed to do, and that's what we do. And, you know, when we do stuff like that, that's what gives people the benefit. Well, it gives them that feeling like
that confidence.
Yeah, I can count on you.
Yeah. I thank the police for doing what they were supposed to, because we didn't have to do it.
Right.
And sometimes you meet people that's personal. They like, yo, I never knew you were the police. You know, I didn't know you don't look like no police.
Right.
And then they talking to you and then they see where you come from. Like I said, I grew up on Emerson Avenue. I'm not no street dude. I didn't sell drugs. My mother would whip my ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? My mother wasn't like that. You ain't doing all that. Right. But you're around other people that do it. But that doesn't mean you got to do it. Right. So you make a decision in life. Like, yo, this is what it is. And a lot of people think like, oh, street. Being street is a good thing. No, you can be street all you want, but you gotta. How can I say this? You gotta pick a side. A lot of people think, oh, I can be street and be the police. That's not the case.
No,
that's not reality.
That makes no sense at all.
Reality is this: you could be thorough and be who you are, 100%. And people gonna respect you.
My man.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's a difference when you trying to be street. Because how can I be a thug or try to be the street persona and I'm the police?
And I got a badge.
Are you kidding me? I pay taxes.
Right.
If I want to be a thug or something like that, don't pay your taxes.
Right.
And then let them boys come and get you.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. If you don't want to pay taxes, that's thuggish than anybody.
How about that?
That's a real gangster right there.
Right.
Because I ain't paying taxes. And guess what? You know, them three other boys going to come and say, well, you're going to pay these taxes today.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
They will get their money.
Oh. Without a doubt, whether you want to give it to him or not.
That was dope the way you broke down the street, because like anybody that's really in the street is like a chessboard or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's mad different positions. Oh, that's my man. He plays football. Nobody fuck with him. Oh, that's my man. He's going to the league. He played basketball. Nobody fuck with him. Then you got the guy that always goes to the store. You got the hustlers. You got the dudes with the cars. Not everybody's like super thugged out like the way you said, you know?
Right.
You could play your position in the street and still be outside.
Still be successful.
And still eventually be like, yeah. Yo, you know what? This ain't for me no more.
Because it's a lot of tough people that ain't out there selling drugs and 100%. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think it's more tough when you taking care of your family and you doing whatever you're supposed to do. That's a tough guy to me. You know what I'm saying? Not a guy. Just because I sell drugs don't mean anything. But, you know, you can sell drugs and take care of your family and be a real dude.
You can sell shoes.
It's just,
don't make you tough.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of guys don't understand that. And then, you know, I remember I was growing up, I was told, you know, you got three choices: jail, corner, or death. And I don't want either one of them, because I don't want to stand on the corner and watch people pass me by. You know what I mean? I like going to, you know, out of the country, you know, taking my family wherever.
One time I was like hanging out a little too much outside, and Rashid's father, my uncle, was like, yo, you know, real simple. Because he broke me down. He saw what I like. But he goes, you know, there's no pussy in jail, right? I said,
speak on it.
I'm going back to school.
Speak on it. Yeah. And you know,
to school. Absolutely.
You know what's crazy? When you get into this career of policing, because it's not a job. It changes your life. A lot of people think, oh, it's a job. It's not a job. It changes your life. There's a lot of things you can and can't do. A lot of people don't understand that. But when you get into that and you think about jail, it's like, yo, I like being able to open the door and close it whenever I want. You know what I'm saying? And then people are like, oh, you know, I'm a mess with a CO. Shout out to COs. We know all y'all ain't out there. Y'all ain't dirty. Y'all good people. Y'all look out for, especially the ones in bookings. Shout out to y'all.
Why?
But they know just as well. Everybody has dirty people, no matter who you are. Whatever career field you is, we got dirty cops, dirty firefighters, dirty nurses. It don't matter. You know, a bad apple's a bad apple. Doesn't matter the career field. But people be thinking like, oh, because I'm, you know, I sold drugs here. First of all, if you don't have no money behind that, you ain't getting that CO. You gonna be just like the rest of them.
Right.
Lock in. Night, lights out. Yeah. Go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Why yo with all the money that everybody know is
he got the CO.
Exactly.
he get what he want.
But he's sharing it with yo from the other tier.
That got a lot of money.
Right.
Everybody passes around, so it's like, yo, you know, they, you know, you get yo. You know, like, yo from the Boondocks, you know, or what they made fun of, but yo that was in the prison, call himself the Booty Warrior, you know, he coming to take you. You know, it's like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Hey, yo called himself a booty. Yo, I watched this special
of Lockin. Fleece.
Yeah, but he was in Oklahoma or whatever. See,
yeah, I like booty.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, I like you. I watch you.
I watch
like,
you.
Wow. No. Like, Jesus. Like, come on, man.
Was he begging into
No. You would look at this dude like, oh, I take him. I knock him straight out. But
yo,
he said, I take you
straight out. Like you. I don't want you.
Either you gonna give it to me the hard way.
Give it to me now. Or I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it.
Dead ass, bro. Dead ass.
His knuckle game was crazy.
Was it?
It had to be.
He had to beat the brakes off the boys, because ain't no way that you gonna tell me you taking anything from me.
Yeah, especially you know that ass.
Like, I'm a big boy, so if I get, you know what I'm saying, Lord's willing, I don't do nothing crazy, so I don't want to be in that situation, but I'm telling you right now, we got to go. You know what I mean? You got to put me in PC or something, man. Because I would have to hurt yo. But that's, I mean, crazy. You know, yeah, so.
That's hysterical. What's the name of that thing?
It was something on lockdown.
Lock up, something like that.
On Discovery or something.
It's a different world. Yo, I definitely shout out to them CEOs. Cause
yeah, that's a
different job.
They could do it. I'm not doing it.
That is a whole different
animal. Because they locked up with them.
Yeah.
You
doing your time with them.
8 hours ain't long enough.
Hell like
they,
no.
They be thinking, and then they can't leave.
Yeah.
They can't leave.
No cell phone. They can't. Nah.
And if somebody don't show up for work, you drafted. They ain't I want to go home. You ain't leaving.
That is a tough job.
Especially at Rikers in New York. My brother Efren, he been there for what? I think 9-10 years. Yo, they be doing like triples. Yeah, even now.
Yeah.
Rikers, you can't go home. You got to stay.
Yeah, Rikers is tough.
Hell yeah.
They slash you quick up there.
Oh, it's a different breed, bro.
Yeah.
I think my cousin Roadie was in Valhalla up in Westchester.
Oh, Westchester County?
Yeah, but they still be banging out there too.
Listening
and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Everywhere is.
Only place that you're safe is the federal penitentiary. Because they move you one by one.
Yeah. And they'll put you in Montana where you don't know anyone.
Right. Except, you know, don't go to California because.
Oh, no. That's a whole different world. California?
Yeah,
California.
I've never been there either.
Never been to California?
Penitentiary.
You gotta go,
I know.
You gotta
go one day.
California is lovely, bro. I took the missus to we went to San Francisco. She loved it. I've been to LA. LA is love. I actually did, you know, I went to LA, did a ride on. Shout out to that sergeant that I did a ride on with. I can't remember her name, But I did a ride along out there, and I mean, they get busy too. They get busy too. That's like one of the departments I look up to, man. They get busy out there.
They were real gangsters, like real gang members.
Bro, that Mexican life, that Mexican cartel, that all that stuff, man. And the gangs is real. Like you got blocks. Like we went to this one spot, and they just something happened where it was a Crip territory, and I mean they was out there full deep, and they had the whole look like they had the whole pre well. They call theirs division, so they look like they had the whole division out there just for this one little block. Mm. I mean, it was crazy, man, crazy. But they police hard, like how we do.
That's what's up.
So you know, I give them so big out props,
there. Their land is just
and huge. It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like, it don't matter where. Yeah, like you're gang culture. Yeah, you're gang born culture. Into it. Yeah, that's crazy though. That's crazy. Then, you know, of course, over here, we, you know, Baltimore, growing up in Baltimore, I mean, it's like, you know, a bunch of tribes, different area. West side don't really bump with east side, but unless when you get down to jail. But other than that, I mean, you know.
How was it like for you on patrol getting in the streets? How was it building that rapport with the community?
So when I first started, I started out in Central. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my FTO, all three of them. I had really good FTOs, which a lot of people think like the central is one of those districts, man. You get everything. Back in the day, people don't realize the central had all the projects, Lexington Terrace, like all that crazy. Like the central was a shithole. You know what I mean?
On top of the block.
What? The block ain't shit compared to the projects that they had to deal with because they had all the high rises on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Right.
So when I went to the Central, started out my FTOs, real good dudes. I had my one FTO, I never forget. He was a sector 3 dude. And every morning, he did the same thing. Every morning, he'd get his bagel.
Get his bagel.
Paper. He'd read his joint. Uh-huh. And he'd be like, "You want to eat?" Before he got his bag, I was like, "Nah." So then I realized, like, bro, I should eat if I was. Because he would literally sit there and just read his bagel and read his paper. So within like 2 hours, he like, "Are you ready? I'm hungry as shit now."
Right.
But he like, he ready to work.
Right. It's time to go in.
We hit Pennsylvania Avenue. We locking up 7 motherfuckers every day.
Damn.
Every day. He like, "You going to learn how to process somebody." So I remember one day, my last day with him, we locked up like 6 heads. He was like, "Give me 2 of them. You got the rest." I'm literally sitting there like, you know how you start the one finger type, bro.
Damn.
Bro, I was so hot with him, yo. I was so hot with him.
He showed you the ropes, though.
Yeah, he did.
But the old school stuff works, man.
Hell yeah.
And it's tradition.
Yeah.
I had an FTO, too. The same thing. He'll be like, "You trying to eat?" I'm like, "No, I'm trying to go off there."
Right. He's like, "You going to learn. Learn to eat."
Yeah, he'll just be like, "Yo, shit."
Not my FTOs. Like, I feel trained in Northern.
Oh, yeah.
So that shit was laid back.
That's easy.
The motherfuckers like, "Yo, what you want to eat today?"
But see, so you know what's crazy? I field trained, but I also field trained in Sector 4, which is not it. The districts now, I think the Central don't have 4 sectors, but the old Sector 4, my other FTO, good dude, he showed me how to patrol. He showed me how to be a good post officer. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he walked me through everything. Both my two FTOs that were in 4, they both showed me how to be good post officers. They showed me how to learn your post, work your post, and be a good officer. And he told me, my one FTO, the one thing I give my credit to all my FTOs, they molded me into the officer I am today because they showed me, like, "Yo, learn how to do patrol first. Don't come out here thinking you're going to be a detective or you're going to do this, you're going to do drugs, you're going to do this. Learn how to do patrol first. Because once you learn how to write a report and you learn how to be a good post officer, a good patrol officer, everything else will open up."
Mm.
And that's what happened. After I left there, I went to, you know, in my opinion, the greatest district in the world, the Northwest, and Sector 1, 612. That's what I had. I had everything, man.
Everything over there?
Bro, I love the Northwest. Like, that's, you would think I grew up in Park Heights, but I didn't. Wow. But I love the Northwest. That was like the best district I ever worked. My shift commander, he retired from the department. Good dude, man. Good dude. He showed me what it is to be responsible. My sergeants, one of my sergeants that's not even here, he left the department, went to the MDTA. SWAT guy, squared away. He told me what it means to have a squared away uniform.
You know, he said, yo, your uniform should look sharp all day long. You know, I was blessed to have supervisors throughout my career that showed me what it means to be a good officer. When I got the drugs, my first drug sergeant, he a colonel now. And he told me, he showed me the ropes. He was actually a good influence because he started off in a district, worked his way up, went to a unit, got promoted, came back, took over a drug squad. But he had a drug squad that did what they were supposed to do.
You talk about KJ?
Yeah.
Great man.
Yeah.
Great man.
See, look, I ain't even had to say nothing. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And he showed me. He showed me things like, and then we rolled together. And like I said, you know, I feel like he is a great leader. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. This is my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people like, oh, right now because he's a bird. But that don't mean
that anything. Don't mean nothing.
That don't mean anything. You look at the work that he did prior to him becoming a bird.
Right.
Untouchable.
And he's still the same man he
Absolutely.
Was then.
Absolutely. I could call him. I remember I talked to him one day, and I remember one day we was at the Rise, and shout out to you, sir. He was like, "Dad, what you ain't gonna speak to me?" But in my mind, being from an old mentality of growing up in the department from the Northwest, we didn't talk to white shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk to people that outranked us because that wasn't supposed. So it was, I didn't look at it as disrespect. I was looking at it as trying to stay with the old way because
I'm
that's
not trying to go, you know.
Yeah, out of respect.
I'm not trying to get out of pocket.
Yeah, respect.
Because you outranked me.
Right.
And when you a white shirt, you know, I don't want to talk to you. I want to speak to you, but we ain't about to sit here and lollygag because right. You my boss.
Right.
I'm a foot soldier. I need to be out there doing what I'm supposed to do.
Mm.
You should be behind
Ooh.
Me.
Woo.
Mm. And that's it.
That's it.
I mean, ain't nothing else to it. Like, a foot soldier. Foot soldiers do what they told.
Absolutely.
White shirts give orders. I don't see no reason for me to be hanging out in the major's office. We ain't friends.
Right.
That's and a man, fact.
You the major.
You run the show.
Sir, yes, sir.
That's
what you want me to do. As long as you ain't telling me go out here and do nothing crazy, we good.
I'm riding with you.
Yeah, we good.
Nah, that's what's up. I agree with you 1,000%. He's the same man he always was. And that's when I came in.
Because
when I came in, he was running a drug unit. I think because Gwen was in his squad.
Yeah.
And he was the supervisor then.
Had GTTF?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Unfortunate thing is, people take, you know, GTTF as a bad rap. But, you know, like, even when you say Gwen, another good dude. I knew Gwen when he was a regular officer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we would all work together. He was cool. I know his cousin lieutenant now. And they both good dudes.
Yeah, peace.
You know what I'm saying? What happened with GTTF, you can't blame everybody for that situation. It was what it was.
And it wasn't all of GTTF.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? It was a handful. Spot. Yeah, it was a handful of people. And whatever happened. Like, you can't even fault the department. I don't even understand why people try to fault the department. Like, those men, they men.
They did. That was an individual choice.
Correct.
That was not
because they
that
they
was not the
men.
Department. That
they
was
grown men.
Hey guys, you guys want to do this?
Right, they right. Grown men. Right. Rather, at the end of the day, people could say some of them didn't do it, some of them did. At the end of the day, they got found guilty. The feds only come and get you if they think they got a case. We all know that.
When they know that you're guilty,
right? We all know that. I don't care who you is. If you policing, or even in the streets, you know if the feds come knocking at your door, they got you. It's no in between. They got you. So they grown men. Mm-hmm. They did what they did. You know, it's unfortunate that they took that route, but that's what they did. Don't blame everybody else. Let it go.
It happens everywhere, though.
Yeah, let it go. Oh, what? I just seen a story the other day. Like, it's been happening since the 80s, before any of us were police.
But again, that's not the department. It's an individual. It's like 2-3 individuals that do this, and they act rogue. And
right?
It's unfortunate, you know. And like you said, it comes in every profession.
Yep.
There's dirty motherfuckers in every profession.
Sure enough.
It's just a fact.
Sure
you
enough.
Know, you give motherfuckers a rope, they hang themselves.
Yeah.
Look at this. But, you know, if you pay attention to the news, and shout out to the CEOs, but it happens there a lot.
Yeah.
But you never hear about it because it ain't sexy.
But you know why? The unfortunate thing is what a lot of times what our politicians got to realize is that you got to look at how things are going. You can't say that the money that we've been making for the past, you know, like they say they make the same amount of money for the past 10 years, is going to sustain a family. You know what I'm saying? They keep talking about changing
increasing the minimum wage. Why do you want to increase the minimum wage? You want to increase the minimum wage because you want people to make more money. So if you want these people to make more money who making the minimum wage, what you think of the people who are making this amount of money going? Because inflation keeps going up.
Correct.
Gas is like we just talked. We just talked about bikes, right?
Yeah.
You put 93 in your bike, right?
Yeah, it's always super. You know that.
And so do I.
Right.
That's like $4 a gallon right
now.
Hell
yeah.
So and we all drive nice cars. My car take 93.
Yeah.
So
you better not ever put regular in that, but
it ain't gonna run no more.
It ain't gonna run no more.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta look at inflation and things like that. You want people to take care of their families, you want people to do these things, yo. You gotta treat people right. Nobody's saying that we should be fucking making millions of dollars. We in a fucking, you know, public profession. We ain't gonna make that kind of money. But we do make great money. You know what I'm saying? But in the same hand, don't give us what we deserve.
100%.
Because we can make greater money for the shit.
Exactly.
We do.
Because, you know, you look at our boys down in PG County who just rock like we do. Same. Them motherfuckers got a great pension, great retirement. They make great money. Yeah. But the problem is that the one thing that we don't look at is that we got a tax base.
Yeah.
They got a tax base down there. We don't have that tax base. Like we spoke about it earlier. We don't have that tax base. But hopefully, you know, our current mayor, BS, gets that tax base back coming in.
Absolutely.
Because he a young guy, which we the same age, and he got plans.
Right.
And I like to give anybody a chance. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can make it better for us, then I'm for it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care what you do.
I look at the positive in anything.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bash nobody.
If
you rocking with it, let's get it.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, a lot of things that I got right now, I wouldn't have got this Harley if I wasn't here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love this agency. This agency taught me how to be a lot of different things. It showed me a lot of stuff. I met some good people from this agency.
Absolutely.
Some that are not police, some that are police. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, I think honestly it could be better, like you said before. We could be better. We could make more money, you know. Definitely. We work the hardest. We should be paid the best.
Absolutely.
The entire state. Absolutely.
Fuck yeah. Hey, listen.
I stand on that.
Any police that watch this that's in the state of Maryland, I challenge you. I challenge you, hands down. Show me that you outwork Baltimore City. Because I know for a fact you fucking don't. You fucking don't. If you do, shout out to the dude. Look here. This camera looking at me. Yeah. Shout out to the dude that I did a ride along in PG County. When we got into that argument, I told you in PG County, I bring 5 motherfuckers down there. We'll outrun your whole shift.
Easily.
Shots fired. Fuck you.
Oh my God.
And that's no disrespect to PG County, but to that dude,
yeah.
Fuck you.
It's just a fact. We work different over here.
Hey, it's a fact. Mm-hmm. It's not even a fact. It's in the Bible. They know it.
My
it's
man.
In the Bible.
Hey, I did Top Gun, and you know a bunch of jurisdictions, and this one dude suggested like how to approach a house, and I'm like, where do you work? Cause I don't want you as my. He's like point. He's lasering everybody. We're gonna come through here. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. And I'm like, did you get this from a fucking? I'm like, what happens? And then look at that window. Like,
how many movies did you watch?
Right. He's like, oh, I ain't think. He's like,
bugging the fuck out.
Right.
I ain't think about that. I said, I can tell you're not thinking.
Yeah. Right. No cause, shit.
Cause you ain't never hit no house before.
No.
Exactly. Sorry. Yes.
But he was the first one. Like.
Yeah.
In the class. And I'm like, what is this guy?
Shout out to KG for doing Top Gun.
KG's holding it down.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. And even TB. I get TB. TB2. Yeah,
TB2.
They both do their Top Gun shit.
TB2.
Yeah. Yeah, but KG, man.
KG's the future in that
oh,
realm.
Oh, bro. He deserves it, bro. He deserves it, man. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I met him, man. Knowledgeable young cat.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then shout out to KG because he came from the Central too.
Yeah,
Central, hey, I don't care what nobody say. I love the Northwest, but the Central produce the best officers. Fuck what you heard.
Not the Northeast?
Huh?
Not the Northeast?
What about the Northeast?
What you mean?
Huh? The Northeast.
Oh, 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 listen.
Oh, we're about to. Oh, we're about to.
Listen.
That'd be dope.
Hey, okay. Listen. The Northeast will teach you how to be a really good officer. The Northeast. Now, listen. The Northeast got some hitters.
Uh-huh.
But they sleeper hitters. Mm-hmm. If you work Sector 1 of the Northeast.
Yeah, you working.
You know you what official. It is.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Bella Rose used to pop off, too.
That was Sector 1.
Oh, that's right, because then they... Yeah.
Right, but then when they did the change, the only parts of Northeast Sector that really popped off was that 20... It was like 20...
The Chum?
27 posts.
21. No,
27 posts.
It was whatever.
Iron Man.
Yeah, Iron that wasn't 27. It was 21.
21?
21. Yeah, it's 21 posts.
It was 21.
Yeah.
Because remember...
The 7-Eleven right there.
Remember, G was 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 21.
Yeah.
So even that popped off. But other than that, nah.
4x4 and the Chum is always busy.
Yeah, but that, that's Sector 3 now, I think it is.
How about the Western? Like, where are we?
All of it.
How about the Western, though? Like, the Western District?
All of it.
All of it.
Hey, if you work the Western, you earning that shit. Yeah. You earn.
The Northeast produce the most supervisors, though.
They do.
Hands down.
Yeah, because they get everything.
Yeah.
And they suffer.
Everything. I know what?
I know.
You talking about
shit? No bullshit. I mean, I just had some bad experiences in the Northeast with some of those supervisors.
Have you worked all 9 districts?
Yeah. Only one. I haven't worked.
Have you been assigned to all 9 districts?
Hell no.
Nah, hell no. I was in drugs.
Right.
I don't do that shit. I mean, only district I didn't really care for was the Southeast. That's the only district.
Why? Because you eat good over there, sir.
Yeah.
Yo, Southeast right now?
But see, I had a bad experience.
15.
I had a bad experience because when I first started, we was chasing a car. Me and we chased a car into the Southeast. Me and I don't see it, but we chased a car.
You and your partner.
Yeah. Well, no. It was a bunch of but God rest his soul. He ain't here no more.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
So we chased a car in there, and I didn't know where I was at because I grew up on Emerson Avenue. I don't know shit about East Baltimore.
Absolutely.
That's how like I felt. Right.
I got to the West.
It's a strange area.
Yeah.
So we chased the car over there, and I never forget the, whoever this officer was, he pulled up eating cheesesteak. And I was so mad because, you fresh out of the academy. You're like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? Like, we call for help, and you show up with a cheesesteak. Like,
you eating this shit.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
like your radio is not working, motherfucker? You know what we're doing right now?
Hey, and I was really hot about that. But then as you mature and you learn, midnight shift is midnight shift. You ain't changing nothing for them. Them dudes earn that shit. They go on midnights. They try and chill. They ain't with that rah-rah. Mm-hmm. Not saying they won't get it, because some district, the Western District,
they get it rocking.
Yeah. Back in the day, God rest his soul, DS, he ain't here no more. But a lot of them dudes on the midnight shift in the Western, man, shit.
They come out, animal.
Shop closed, everything closed. They knew what was up.
Right.
They knew what was up. But, I don't know.
So, what made you jump into drug work?
That's what we do. That's all it is here. We did drugs in the, not we did drugs, but, we worked drugs in the, actually, one of my dudes that we used to work with, we was in patrol together. He's a sergeant now. He was in SWAT. JD, real cool dude, SWAT. I'm going to take credit for this. I introduced you to your wife. I introduced him to his wife. They got married, real cute couple. Got some kids, but he was in SWAT when he left the Northwest. But we used to work together. We used to ride together. My one sergeant, who is a lieutenant now, I think he's still here. But he introduced, he put us together because we would work, get drug lockups, and everything like that. And it made you done. But then I also, I don't care what anybody say. You can ask JS, who is not, he's still here. I don't think he's still here, but he was with Dan Red.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? So Dan Red and all of them was in the drug unit.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget, I was working 612. That was my post. I was working 612, and they wanted to do surveillance, but I had my post on lock. So one day, GS came to me and was like, yo, can you don't go to your post? I'm like, why? He was like, yo, you was out there, and we was wondering why none of the deals was out, but you was sitting right there, but they usually sell. I said, oh, no, that ain't,
I ain't gonna have it. Yeah, not right now. Right. Like, that shit did. And he was like, yo, don't go to your post. I was like, all right, that's cool. And I never, he was like, I never seen it happen like that. But I was told by, you know, a dude that's still here. He said, yo, when you get your post, you know, you got to rule it with an iron fist. No disrespect. No saying that we just beat up on people or anything like that. But you got to rule, meaning when you rule it with an iron fist, you got to let people know that certain things are not going to be tolerated while you're working.
There you go.
And that's how you work your post. You get your post, you own your post. You know your people. You know, so I can't remember everybody's name, but the type of person that I was, I give people nicknames. Because if I can give you a nickname, I can remember. I know who you be with, and I just like that. I'm not good with remembering names because I have other things in my life that just don't revolve around policing.
Right.
So I remember certain people nicknames. I give them nicknames. I like, oh, you know, say he do something crazy. I'd be like, oh, Crazy Legs. So Crazy Legs might work, hang out at Park Heights in Woodland. Said, well, how you know he hang out there? Because he always with these dudes, and he always wear these funny ass shoes. So, you know, I call him Crazy Legs because he got some crazy ass tennis shoes on. So, Crazy Legs. Oh, when you describe him, that's Crazy Legs. He said, you know his name? I can find it. That's y'all.
Oh, you got a post book?
Nah, that's for suckers. No offense.
No, I'm just asking.
Oh, nah. So, I had a rapport. Everybody knew my name.
Because you were like, shh. If I stopped you,
might light you up. So, I keep my my FI book.
Oh, you
know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you keep your FI book, or you just remember their name because you dealt with them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's stuff like that. You know,
FI is a field interview book.
Yeah.
By the way.
But the post book, I mean, that's put together by somebody who's not actually on the street. You know what I'm saying? So, but like, honestly, I think one of the things they could do that would be better is like, you got to start preaching more so to these young dudes. Go out there and get to know your people on your post. Granted, we don't have the same luxury as we had before when I first came out, but it's still possible. It still can be done.
You know, it's funny you said that because we all cut from that same cloth, even though you got, 4 or 5 years ahead of us.
Yeah. But we
were still groomed to do that.
Yep.
And we're not seeing that now with the new age officers.
Nah. You know,
it's more TikTok than any goddamn thing.
It's different.
These new officers, and I'm not knocking them because I understand what you got to do, but a lot of these new officers, they too busy on their phone than actually policing.
Right.
I don't know what they doing right now.
The ones
that do police, it's like maybe 3 of them.
Right. That's serious about the shit.
Yeah, but then it's like they get in trouble because they don't have no guidance. But then we as the older generation, and when I say older because we got time on, but we as the older generation, sometimes we got to pull them on their wing. But the one thing I notice is like when you do try to pull them on their wing, they don't listen. Their ears is clogged.
Right.
Yeah. And they think that we just spilling smoke up their ass. Bro, I ain't trying to hurt you. You should want to link up with somebody that got more time on. Because a lot of times what I learned is when you get in different situations, you know, like when you get in DDU or, you know, where you at now, they think, oh, he ain't never did nothing. You don't know what I did.
Exactly.
Right. You know what I mean? You think because I'm sitting up here, I'm lazy. Nah, bro. It's that I got here by choice.
That's a good point.
And I moved here.
My resume got me here.
Right. But you know what's crazy? Right. They think that. And then you ask them, you ever ran a search warrant?
Nah.
No. Right. And I'm like, and you think that about me? Family? I got 2 flash drives.
I was gonna say that I could plug in.
Like what happened?
But I read your reports. Oh, because of being where I'm
and
at.
My it's eyes like, are like this.
Bro, it's like I don't know what you're saying. And then when you try to explain it to them, it's like they say something like, "Oh, my sergeant told me to do it." Bro, don't put that on your sergeant, man.
Right. That's you.
Don't put that on your sergeant. Right. You did that shit.
Absolutely.
Because if you know your policies and you say your sergeant can't tell you to do something, like just learn what you can do. The other shit I don't like is like, you know, I get it. I get the times that we're in, but we do. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing it, but we don't have that camaraderie no more.
We don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see it. And maybe because it's where I'm at, but I mean, we got it where I'm at because, you know, we out there.
Absolutely.
But when I see it, I remember before, it was like, yo, everybody.
You all hang
out. A big family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm not a big hangout police type person because it's just my own personal opinion, but shit.
No, you ain't the only one.
Yeah.
I'm quiet, bro.
Bro, but the reason, I'm not even saying I'm quiet. This is that I done seen too many, and I'm not saying all police are like this, but I done seen too many fuck shit go on with police.
Yeah.
Too many fuck shit go on with police, and police do stuff that you would think, like, yo, you supposed to be my man. Why you talking about me behind my back?
That's why I don't fuck with too many people.
Yeah, and it's like, yo, you got to be real. You know what I'm saying? Think about this for a second. Think about what you just said, like what we talked about earlier. You was in the Northeast. You was in the Northeast. I was in the Northeast. I got sent to the Northeast after when Bats came. Commissioner Bats came. So we got to the Northeast, and we all linked up. We wasn't even on the same shift.
Right.
No, but we all cool.
Yeah.
How is that possible? Because everybody don't move with fuck shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's how policing is. We all here to do our job. But after that, even if we don't like each other, that's it. It's over with. It's motherfuckers that probably, you know, that don't like me. For what? You don't even know me.
Absolutely.
You don't know nothing about me.
Right.
You don't like me because what? Because
you heard?
Right. Because I said something?
Right.
I like the girl that you don't like, or you didn't get somebody. Like, this is the other shit that chill me about police. Like, we fight over females. Yo, the badge gets you these chicks. Like, be realistic.
It's right. Crazy.
She likes the badge, not you.
Yeah, it's the badge. Hell no. It ain't you. You ugly as shit. Get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
She's a badge bunny.
You know, great point. I just feel like the motherfuckers that come on now, they're just on some real punk high school shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Where they do that at?
They
be like, yo.
I'm like, what?
Like, it's rare that you meet a real one. And then, like, shout out to my homeboy that's in the North, that's in the Eastern. Shout out to my man that's OIC in the Northeast.
You already know.
You already know. He called me the other day.
Did he?
And you know what? I know he watched this shit. And I love you, bro. I love you. No homo. I love you. Because he called me. He was like, I just want to check on you. And I was like, damn, I heard from this motherfucker.
That's him all day.
And I was like, damn. And you know what? But you don't see that no more.
No, you don't.
Like, where these dudes at?
And real quick, I just want to check on you. All right, love you, bro. Talk to you
that's
later.
It. That's he it. He ain't asking for nothing.
Nope.
Oh, no, man.
Like, yo, these dudes is crazy.
No, he's
crazy.
He's been on here. He was our first guest.
Yeah, but him, solid, bro.
From day one.
Solid.
From day one.
100%.
If he called me and asked, I don't give a fuck what time it is. That motherfucker called me, I help him.
Absolutely.
And we wasn't even on the same shit.
Yeah. To this day, he still looks the same, still behaves the same.
Yeah.
Still got the funny ass jokes.
Yeah. Right.
Still mad chocolate.
19 years on.
Still got that right. Big ass head.
But those the type of dudes that you rarely see. It's like, yo, like, you don't listen to, and the young boys come in, they don't listen to somebody like
that. No, they don't.
They don't.
And that's what I don't get. Like,
and it's like you sleeping.
They, and they cocky.
You sleeping.
And they cocky for no reason.
Right.
Right. You ain't doing shit.
You ain't this shit.
You, I watch your body camera for you.
Nick. Come on now. Stop it. Don't do it.
Like, oh, these body camera footage, they be looking like old linemen.
Right. Just. You ain't even looking like right. An old lineman.
Not even old lineman.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, yo, your body camera footage tells a story like, bro.
That's not you, son.
Your knuckles stop is not it. Dirty. Yeah. Shut up.
Right.
Shut up. Yo, just cut up.
Yeah? Your boots got more dirt on them right. Than your knuckles.
And that's only because you was walking.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they need to just chill out a little bit and learn. The other day, somebody came up to me, I want to go to DDU. And I'm like, how much time do you have?
2 years.
I'm thinking about it.
A year.
I'm thinking about everything we have done
to get there.
Yo, like 6-7 years of patrol.
Was it easy for you to get there?
No, you gotta put that work in.
Exactly. That's what, like, when I meet people, and this, listen.
And this
public service announcement. Hold, yeah. I just gotta say this. Public
say
service
say
announcement.
It, say it.
When you walk up to the police and you say you wanna be the police, don't fucking tell me you wanna be a fucking detective.
Oh,
because
God.
It don't work like that.
No, it don't.
You gotta fucking earn this shit. You gotta earn it. This fucking detective badge and all this shit is earned. It ain't given to us.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers who's given to don't last long.
No, they don't.
But it's earned. Stop fucking saying you want to be the police. This ain't the first 48. This ain't fucking A&E fucking Night Watch. It ain't none of that shit.
Right.
Them motherfuckers has been doing the job for 15 plus years like us. If you want to be a fucking police, you got to start at patrol. Earn your shit. Right. Earn your stripes. You will learn more. You take advantage of that. Become a best post officer. You be learning people on your post. Do your fucking job. Let people notice you. Because when you work, they going to notice you. Mm-hmm. If you don't work, it's either going to be two things. You're going to be a worker or a hump.
Yep.
Ain't no in between.
That's it.
When you're a worker, people notice you. You get taken. You get picked. You know what I'm saying?
Don't let that.
Don't let the fucking. Don't let.
And don't let that motherfucker, sour puss ass motherfucker that's always, yeah, you should leave this department.
Always complaining.
If this department was so bad, why the fuck is he still here?
Exactly.
Why is he still here? They should have been left.
They should have been left. That like, same motherfucker still complaining on patrol.
Right.
Ain't it's going nowhere. It's still here.
Like, come on, man. Like, we got to start uplifting these young boys, because some of these young boys, man, they hear that shit and they think like, oh, we go to this place, we go to that place, the grass is greener on the other side. No, it ain't.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
it ain't. Not. Nope. Because it's a lot of shit they don't tell you. It's a lot of motherfuckers that's trying to come back to the city, but they can't.
Say it. Yeah. Say
they
it.
They can't.
Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, they can't. It's a couple of them. I know firsthand. They try to come back to the city and they like, nah, we good.
We good.
Bye. So don't let that shit fool you. Shout out to the county, because they get a little bit of work in. I live in the county. Shit, I want you to come patrol my neighborhood. Shit. Mm-hmm.
Right. that's important, because like, you get into a shooting, right? Mm-hmm. And then let's say you get the person from patrol
and gets what, hold on, I'm sorry. When you say shooting, you mean police involved?
No. Like, as a detective.
Okay. Oh, right? Yeah.
And they're like, yo, I wanna go back there and I wanna be a detective, man. I only got a year and a half on, right? And then you finally get back there, and I'm in the middle of a shooting, and I call you. I'm like, listen, I need you to write a warrant. And they're like, what's that? Fam, you don't belong there.
Or hold on, wait.
You don't belong there.
Wait. This is what they tell.
Like, what you
other,
mean?
This is the other shit warrant. They say. They be like, a warrant? I thought you do that. I'm about to go home.
You be like, what?
DDU, you don't go home.
You don't go home.
But you get the shooting, you got to see it through, especially if you got some leads. Don't let that shit be a red ball.
Get you know typing. How that go. Yo, fam, start typing.
You know how that go.
And I need ball, you to type some
you
shit.
You going home? Fuck you talking about?
What?
Oh, LT, I'm at 32. And? What you mean?
I want to go ahead and play PlayStation.
Oh, hey, what? LT, I got to go pick up my kid. You better call a babysitter.
Right. Yeah, because we got this thing right now.
Call a family member to go pick him up.
Right. I got a little kid shot right now, and that shit needs to get done.
What are you talking now. About? You want to go home? Yo, policing ain't for the weak at heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, the unfortunate thing, the sacrifices we pay, we don't see our family like that. No. But guess what? Our family get to live in nice houses, get to get nice shit. Absolutely. We get motorcycles, Harleys, boosters. Can-Ams. You know what I mean? Can-Ams. Hey, Can-Am, $33,000. You know what I mean?
They went up that bad, nigga. Are you serious? I should have bought it when I was 12.
Hey.
Yeah, son.
Isn't that shit expensive. That little scooter is expensive.
That little go-kart is expensive, son.
You can keep that shit. I'm going to stick with my Harley. That's crazy.
It's an expensive hobby, bro.
Yeah, it is. But you get to afford those things. Yes, if we make sacrifices, we don't get to see our family. But at the end of the day, like I touched on earlier before, the reward is so fulfilling, because when I get to tell somebody's mother that, yo, I caught the person that shot her son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That makes it all amount better. And then absolutely. A lot of times people don't realize, like, yo, everybody in the city ain't out to hurt us. It's people in the city that want the city to be better.
Yeah.
Like, I got this mom, you know what I'm saying, that reached out to me today. I'm on vacation. I didn't have to tell her shit. But guess what? I've responded back to her message and let her know that I'm on vacation. And when I come back, I'm going to reach out to her.
And that means a lot to them.
It does, because guess what? Just me telling her, I could have ignored her. But I feel like, yo, why? Her son is
right
in a situation that he can't talk for himself.
They need that guidance.
Exactly. Yep. And then it makes them feel like, yo, he care about, and which I do. Yeah. Like, honestly, I I'm not saying I'm going to let every case assume me, but in the same hand, it's my job to make sure that I bring the person that did this to justice. That's what I signed 100%. Up for. That's why I took this job. That's why I love this job. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to say job, because I feel like when I say job, it's the meaning. This career. Because right. This is a career. We can retire from this. We can build wealth from this. We can get so many different opportunities. It's so many opportunities we could touch on. The mere fact is, look at this. I'm in the Silverback Chronicles podcast with two other detectives.
Wow.
And we all from Baltimore. Fuck you talking about. That's real shit. Yeah, I mean, like, anybody can say whatever they want, but that's the. I don't hear no other fucking Baltimore County Silverback Chronicles. I don't hear no PG County duct tapes. The fuck? We right here.
Facts.
We right here.
Yo, that's so dope.
So, bro, I had a question brought to me, and I'm curious on what you think.
Okay.
What do you think policing is going in the future for the new guys coming on? What do you think policing is going to, bro? With everything going on.
Honestly, if this stays the course, we're going to be security guards. Honestly, if it stays the course. And the only reason being is because some of the things that I'm seeing, I hate to say this, but Donald Trump was right. The media is not our friend. And I'm not a Republican, but Donald Trump was right about this. Some of the things that the media says is not true, but I understand how they have to produce and put things out because that's how they make their money, right? When you look at certain things, it's a lot of situations that we don't get the full story on, but we only get the backstory and then we automatically jump to it.
Right.
It's things that happen that we don't know. You know what I'm saying? And we don't see everything. So sometimes you get aware of a case where a certain situation, you're like, damn, they trying to fuck this cop over. But and it's like, that's not the case. We need the whole story, but we don't know.
Right.
But then we get so busy tied up in shit that we like, oh, that's not true. This is what it is. But we got to start doing our own investigation. We got to start looking at everything that's going on and stop just assuming that this is the worst. Because everything isn't what it appears to be. Sometimes police do fuck up. And I'm not saying it because, you know, I've been suspended. So I've been through down that road. I had my red ID card with the letter A on it for awesome. So I know what it is. But sometimes we got to realize, like, yo, we fuck up.
Right.
And we do shit. We our own worst enemy.
Man.
And a lot of times people are like, oh, this Disintegrate is fucking us up. Yo, this Disintegrate ain't doing nothing. But if you look at what it did for other agencies, you do your own research. Other agencies that have been in the Disintegrate, they got better equipment. They got pay raises. That's what the shit talk about. Better training, better equipment, pay raises, things that we need that we're not getting because sometimes we're neglected because of other politicians.
Right.
Not saying our current administration, but other politicians neglected us. So then when we get these new, we have a current regime that says, yo, this is what we need. They have to abide by it because they agreed that, yo, we want a Disintegrate. So they can't stop it.
Right.
This is what they wanted. This is what they asked for. The policies that we are getting, sometimes when you look at it, it's other jurisdictions. The places that we go run to, Baltimore County, Howard County, and on the county, they already doing this shit.
Right.
Before the Disintegrate. And then we get there, we like, I don't want to do this shit. But it's coming here.
Right.
Bitch, why you leave?
Right.
Exactly. You still going to do the same shit. Like, you upset. Like, and then police, yo, we can't appease anybody. You know, they cry about, we ain't got no report writing system. We got to do this. So they give it to them. I don't like this shit.
It's always going to be some bitching about
it. Like, God damn, bro. It's like, right. Yo, so what stupid. Are you crying about? Like, yo, you wanted this. You got it. Accept it. Love the shit. Learn how to do it. This the shit that's crazy is like, yo, the training that they give you, you don't accept it. You don't take it. You don't sit. You sit in the class. You're not really paying attention.
Right.
The fuck you doing? Why you here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, take everything they give you. Yo, the department give you everything. Take the shit.
Absolutely.
Take it. They give it to you. Take it. They offer you training. Take the shit. Because guess what? When you go to retire, all those credentials that you got, it sets you up for another field. Mm-hmm. It sets you up for something else. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of police from NYPD that are fucking insurance investigators.
Right.
Them motherfuckers was just detectives. They retired from that shit. Now they investigators for shit. Why you think that? Because they took all the training they can get.
Which they did.
They took all the training they can get. And you want to like, damn, how does motherfucker from NYPD get this shit? Because he did what we don't do.
Right.
We like, oh, I can't get the training. You can get the training. When they offer it, put in for it. They like, oh, we ain't got enough people.
Stop
it. Bro, you making an excuse now. Right. Stop it. Like, all you doing is complaining. Just stop it. Like, I mean, like, just move forward. I mean, like, we really could be the best agency in Maryland. Honestly, in my opinion, we are the best agency in Maryland.
The talent is here.
Yeah.
It always been here.
Yeah.
It always been here.
Because we you know what I'm saying? We don't do nothing else. We are the shit. Yeah, we don't get paid much. We don't get paid like what we supposed to be, but we are the shit.
We police our ass.
Motherfuckers know. If you go anywhere, they say, where you work at? Baltimore City.
Oh, shit. People be like, oh,
your resume is up here.
Shit. Yeah, like,
oh, you work in Baltimore? Shit.
It's right. Motherfuckers in the state that ain't never seen a fucking homicide.
Right.
Certain areas, they ain't seen a homicide. And if they did see a homicide, it was like 2003. You know what I'm saying? It's like, goddamn. What the fuck is that?
Right.
Like, yo.
Somebody slaughtered a cow.
Yeah, but I honestly, like, back to what you said, like, I think that we are headed to a path. And honestly, I'm going to retract a little bit what I said. I don't think we're going to be security guards, but I think we're going to be held to a standard of policing that we had never seen before.
I agree.
And that's the problem. Police don't like change.
Yeah.
And I'm not drinking no Kool-Aid. I'm not a grand with any shit like that, but I'm just looking at the times. I'm looking at the shit that's going on around us in other countries, because there's other places that's fucked up like this,
mm-hmm.
but they doing what they got to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We can go up north to Philly. We can go down south to D.C. The motherfuckers, some shit that we used to do, we not doing it no more.
It's not going
to
happen.
You know what I'm saying? But what they trying to teach, what, and sometimes when you get past the being mad phase and saying, yo, like, it's fucked up, they fucking with us, you get past what they asking. What they're asking us is for us to be better police.
Right.
Be more articulate. Be able to explain what's going on.
Right.
So that way when we go to court, we get a conviction.
It's black and white. Boom.
It's mm-hmm. It's nothing that the saying, like, yo, you put this together, you can't even spell certain words, nigga. Like, what you doing?
Right.
You can't spell certain words. Like, well, the state's attorney looking at you like,
mm. Yo, you ever read somebody else's Lotus notes?
Bro.
I'll be like,
that's what they and when I'm realize like, something. Like, when I realize what they doing them, this is what they doing.
Uh-huh.
Like, and this is my opinion. Like I said, this is my opinion. Sometimes what I think that what they doing is, I think what they're doing is they're preparing us to, you know how, like, when you take a case to the feds, right?
Yeah.
The feds, if there's something wrong with that case with the uh-huh. feds, no thank you.
No.
No thank you. They'll sit there and have that meeting with you every day. But guess what? This shit. No, thank you. We're okay.
There you go.
It could be a slam dunk. Yeah. But they, no, thank you.
They move you're different.
Good. You're good.
Hey, move different.
And they sit there in your face and be like,
don't buy you lunch. Don't buy you lunch.
Yeah, because you're going to go through all that. You're going to go through everything. And you like, yeah. And he's going to be like this.
We're good.
Shout out to the my home dude that's down there. We had a case with him. His what's his name?
Yo, the face.
CF. His face are funny.
It could be one little thing.
Yeah, yo, but it'd be like, yeah. So you be sitting up there explaining to it. I remember I never forget. We were sitting up there. We just had this one case. My man was going through all this, and I was like, yo, he ain't gonna take the case, yo. And he just going.
He
through,
going
and
in.
And the next thing you know, he like. So he left out. The other dude come back. He like, yeah, we ain't taking the case. I look at him like this.
All that shit. Told you.
Told you. Because you can feel it.
Yeah, you feel it.
You can feel it in their body.
Yeah. I had one of like my first Eddie gun case. I'm down there and they were doing the exile shit. Your man went like this. Like, he was going through it.
Sweating going through it, right?
He's going through it. He's like.
They agree like, with you.
And you're like, yeah, man. And it was, and you should have seen the car.
Slam dunk, man.
Oh, my God. And he's just like,
yeah.
He's like, how much time you had one? And I'm like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah. He goes like this. He goes, he leans back and he looks out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody must have been giving him signals.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, Do you need your parking pass validated? I said, what happened? He's like, yeah, we're not going to take it.
We're not taking it.
I said,
here's your case holder back.
There you go.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
We'll see you on the next one, huh?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
And that's how they are, though. But that's what the department
is trying to win.
That's what they're trying to get us to understand, is that when you put a better case together, you get better convictions.
100%.
And then when you get better convictions, you get better results.
Mm.
Because now, what does that do? You can't blame the police for not having a good case together. If the jury doesn't want to convict somebody, guess what? Everybody doesn't take a jury trial.
Mm.
You get a court trial with a judge sitting on the bench, a judge sitting there reading your squared away case for it. They're like, yo, you guilty. Either you taking this or you want a jury trial. What you want? So then they say, well, I don't want a jury trial. I want a trial. Cool.
Cool, no problem.
Let you go through it.
Yeah.
Guilty.
Right.
We judges sitting there.
Yeah, sure. Oh, you want to waste my time?
Whoa, really? Okay. I'm going to give you this time just for GP. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
And that's all they want.
But that takes time. True. To learn how to write like that and put a case together.
But what the department do that was real plus for them is that they did court prep training.
I did like that.
That's a plus.
I went there and I was like, where was this my second year?
Yeah.
And that's I got a plus. Roasted on a... Yeah. You ever been roasted on a stand?
Yeah, but
oh my god!
My state's attorney was a G. He looked out for me.
Oh, he
I knew it was bad when the judge was like, "I know he knew. It's all right." You guys, damn.
But you know what's good though? When you get so two of my state's attorneys that we had when because we had Wabash, you know what I'm saying, West Side again. They left. They defense attorneys now.
Oh, what?
They good dudes, man. Yeah. They good dudes. I'll never forget one of my state's attorneys. He used to be a state's attorney. He called me. He was like, "Hey, Quinn, you good?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "What's up with this case?" I was like, "You know, I can't talk to you about this shit. Right. Don't hit me up with
that. Yeah, don't do me like that."
But he's such a good dude. You know, he was like, "Are you really like trying to?" I said, "Man, your dude's a piece of shit. I try to get him. You know what I'm saying?" Mm-hmm. Because he was a piece of shit.
He tried to fill it out there.
And he was like, "All right, well, you know, blah, blah, blah." So, you know, we talked about it, and, you know, we went forward with it. And that's the rapport you have.
Yeah.
When you build a good rapport, this dude's a defense attorney now.
Yeah.
And you're calling me. Those the police.
Those dudes are crafty. Very crafty.
Very crafty.
Those defense attorneys.
Very crafty. But at the end of the day, you used to do this. And You could have talked to whoever you wanted to,
right.
But because the report that I have with you and the report that I have in the courtroom, you calling me.
He won't call you directly.
Because I put together good
Absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about.
He's sizing you up.
But that's what the department wants. The department wants you to put together good shit. And you know I'm saying? I'm not drinking any Kool-Aid. I mean, I'm drinking something, but I'm not drinking any Kool-Aid.
It's not that. But bad. No, I agree with it. They want us to be a sharper department.
Yeah.
Zero bullshit.
That's it.
You can't get mad at that.
No.
You can't. You really can't.
I love it.
Yeah.
But drop that bread,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we need that money, though.
I'll be super sharp.
And you know what? This is my suggestion. You know, if anybody's listening, you know, especially the ones that make this decision, listen, please.
Right.
Please. I'm not even begging. I'm just saying. This idea. We should be second to highest paid in the state. Right, and I understand the whole concept of the tax base, but we got this guy. He owns Under Armour.
Yeah.
We got a number one employer called John Hopkins.
How about that?
We got another secondary coming up, University of Maryland.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got all these people that need some taxes collected.
Where they play baseball at?
Wait, Peter Angelos? I think that's his name. On the Orioles, we got Steve Bouchardi that owns the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the best football team in the AFC North, by the way. Yeah, whatever.
That's another discussion.
My man. So, you know, we got all these different places that, you know, really...
They generate a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't at the strip club, but we could just throw some ones.
Right.
So
that's a good point.
We definitely have these different organizations that definitely owe the city a couple extra more dollars.
Couple dollars.
Yeah, you know I'm
couple
saying. Couple dollars. And then you add that to the fact that we could structure our pay rate to be better than what it was, than what it is right now.
Because officers are still leaving.
Yeah. And then what you do is I'm not saying, listen. I don't think it's smart to dump it all in the front end because we do got some officers that come here and go. But if you stretch it out for the back end, it's no reason that I should be making the same amount of money as a 15-year veteran, 16-year veteran, as a 20-year veteran.
Mm.
We should be maxing out
absolutely
at six figures.
Right.
And that'll cut down on your overtime because I don't need to work overtime because I'm already making six figures. You heard me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, BS, I love you, baby.
Right.
Make it work. There's a pot at the end of that rainbow.
And it is, and because that's what happens. And then you look at what they're doing, and then, granted, lawsuit, we didn't win it. Cool, no problems. But a lot of us, like my man said, how many of us was really going to leave at 25 years or 20 years? Not many people was going to leave because you got dropped and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what you do. You say, all right, when you get hurt, you get 66 and two-thirds. 25 years, you get 60%. I tell you what. you know what? I'll tell you what, BPD. 25 years, I'm going to give you 70%. Mm. And if you stay 30 years, I'm going to give you 80%. Because Howard County, that's what they do. Yeah. And I don't want you to leave here. I don't want you to stay. But I got these businesses that are contributed to the tax base that's making up for the citizens that we lost. Absolutely. But then what does that do? That brings us better qualified candidates,
yes,
more people that want to stay here. And then when the city is safer and is moving in the right direction,
yeah,
we end up getting
more money,
more taxpayers
to come to the city.
Because it's an awesome town.
At the end of the day, what happened in D.C.? Gentrification, did it not?
Yes, it did.
D.C., they ain't hurting about money.
Sure not.
We need to upgrade some things, you know, like honestly, I think that the mere fact that when they canceled the red line, that hurt us. That hurt us. Because honestly, the red line should have, that'll help people get to better jobs. Because our subway system is retarded, if you ask me. I lived in the city all my life. The subway system is retarded. It go from Owens Mills to Johns Hopkins. I don't live in either one of those.
Either
spots.
One of them, right.
So I got to drive to Owens Mills or wherever to get it. Only thing I like is the light rail because that take me to Ravens Stadium. Shout out to the Ravens.
All day.
That's it. But other than that, what we doing?
Yeah. And I'm just going to say, I'm a lifer with BPD. I'm not going nowhere.
This town has sucked me in, bro.
It has. The dreams and aspirations of going to the county and that shit is over with.
This town, I'm telling you, this hardest city by the sea.
Baltimore, we love you. We serve every day.
We definitely
love you. We appreciate you and we love you. I want to thank my brother Queen for coming out.
100%.
We need you to come back again, bro.
Spend some shit.
Please come back again.
I appreciate you guys having me. You know what I'm saying? This has been a blessing. You know what I'm saying? I humbly salute you two fellas for what y'all doing.
I appreciate
you. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. You three fellas for what y'all doing. Because this is an eye-opening experience. And it's actually a blessing because it's getting messages out the things. It's real.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Raw, uncut. And it's given to what other officers that's out there that don't know. And they listen to this shit. They look up to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all two dudes that's rocking y'all. Well, y'all three dudes that's rocking y'all shit out. And y'all doing what y'all got to do. And I appreciate this shit. I appreciate y'all inviting me here.
I appreciate you, bro. The world needs to hear it, bro.
Yeah.
You know, they need to hear from us that's in the trenches that deal with it every day and all day.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Everybody has a voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But y'all, you know what? At the end of the day, y'all voice of BPD. Real shit.
Wow.
Y'all voice of BPD.
And
because without y'all, with 93.
Yeah.
At 93 people that came before me wouldn't have got to spit out what they need to say.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And that's real shit.
Nah, that means everything, bro. Appreciate you.
No doubt.
For real.
Hopefully after this, some young guys will be listening after this.
I hope so.
They need to. All right. Seriously. Yeah. Seriously.
Also, reach out to y'all and say, yo, hey, what advice you got? Because I heard y'all, you know what I mean?
Talk to us.
Yeah. Come sit down.
Because, bro, we the scenes now. And you the big bro.
Nah.
You the big bro.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be the big bro. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be the
because you're
playing the background.
But you did your part in grooming us, too.
Yeah,
well, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. At the end of the day, y'all listen. Y'all understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, like you said, we all men.
Absolutely.
And y'all know what's up. Right. Y'all know how to move. And y'all learn from everybody.
Yes, sir.
You take what somebody information that you got, y'all apply it to yourself, and y'all moving. Look at what happened. You took the information, both of y'all. Y'all took the information. Look where you at.
Yeah.
And look what it got us.
It works.
Silverback Chronicles.
Chronicles,
you heard,
baby.
You heard. All day.
Dre.
Any shout-outs?
You know what? I'm gonna shout out my kids because I love my babies.
All day.
All three of them. I'm gonna shout out my girl, even though she get on my nerves, I still love her. My family, you know, everybody that stuck with me, all the people that I didn't know I rock with them, you know, we rocking no matter what. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? that's it. I ain't no groupie, so you know, it is what it is.
My man.
Yeah.
Love you, bro.
I love you too, man.
All day.
Love you, bro.
Yeah.
Dre.
Shout out to you, to us and them. That's it.
Triple C.
Peace and blessed are the peacemakers, bro. Man.
All right, folks. It's episode 93. I want to thank my brother Queen for coming through. He's amazing. This is what the world needs to hear. A platform of live officers that do this every day, all day. And this is what we bring to you. Because we love you. We appreciate you. We can speak for ourselves. And the world needs to hear that from true real ones that do this every day, all day. With that being said, everybody be safe. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week. Episode 93. Deuces. Strong enough to take the pain.
Inflicted again. In again. What do they call me? My name.
The views and opinions expressed on the Silverback Podcast are those of the hosts, producers, and or the persons appearing on the program, and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the federal, state, or local government. This includes, but not exclusive to, the Department of Defense and or the Baltimore City Police Department.
We all have a voice, bro.
That's right.